The Gemara is going in the din of Psal Yetzim and Asukah Din. Kesukah Psal means Schach Kosher that comes out of Asukah Din. The Sukah, the Gemara has Kama Eifanim. And we're going to discuss the last Eifan of the Gemara and go through the different Shittas of the Rishonim and also a very Geshmak Eshtikel from Reb Chaim, how he explains the Rambam, a very Tifa Geshmak Eshtikel. The Gemara says like this. Reb Eishia says, what's the case of Psal Yetzim and Asukah Din and Kesukah? The case is when you have schach pasul pachas mishloisha besukah katana, when you have a sukah katana, meaning a sukah which does not have zayin, which has just has zayin al zayin, and then you have schach pasul pachas migimul, so you would think it's pasul. Kamashmo and pasul etzim the sukah to tell you that it's kosher. So the Gemara says, "Masko abeisha lo yela aver v'aver pachas migimul tvachem sukah katana mi pasul." What's the chiddush? If it's Avir, if it's Avir less than 3 Tvachim, wouldn't passel. So also, Skach passel wouldn't passel. So Rabbi answered, Zem it's Tarif Yishenim Tachtov, Zem it's Tarif Ein Yishenim Tachtov. So it's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, and Rav Yishenim go with Taisus, with Rashi's Pshat. From Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what does it mean, Zem it's Tarif Yishenim Tachtov, Zem it's Tarif Ein Yishenim Tachtov? Rashi says the Gemara's Kasha was, it's a vada kasha because even aver, which is more chomer, doesn't pass with less than 3 tvachim. Rabbi answered, the reason why we're saying pesel yetsim nesuka because ilu aver parsimim is tarif hashmi suka v'ein yishenim tachtov. Aver is tarif more chomer and schach pasul. And aver the din is when you have aver even parches mi gimel. It's takam and stair for hashlam shir sukkah, but it's not yishenim takam. So we need the chiddush of pesach etzim and sukkah not to tell you it's stair for hashlam shir sukkah. That we know because lo yela avid. We need the din of pesach etzim to tell us yishenim takam because avid the din is ein yishenim takam. So Taisus is bothered by a few kashas. One kasha is that why shouldn't you be yishenim takam? It's loved. If it's loved, how could it be that you're not yishenim takam? Second kasha is bothered with if you have a sukkah full of nekavim ketanim. So what's the vart? It's not Sil Sirum Mechamza, but you can't sleep under the Nekavim. So Taisus learns Faket. Zem et Starfi Yishenim Tachtav means that by Avi Yitake Yishenim Tachtav because of Lovel. But by Schach Pasol, you don't have Lovel. So by Schach Pasol, it'll be Ein Yishenim Tachtav. So that's why it's a bigger Chiddush. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why is it a Chiddush? Anyway, how could Schach Pasol be worse than Avi? The Taisus says, it is worse than Avi. Why? Because Avid Adin is Yishenim Tachtav, and Schach Pasul can't be Yishenim Tachtav. So Avid says it's worse than Avid. So Avid is not a Chiddush that it's Mitztaif, because it's Yishenim Tachtav. But Schach Pasul, which is Ein Yishenim Tachtav, say it's Mitztaif, then you have to come on to a Chiddush of Pesel, Yitzim, Nesukah, Din, Kesukah. Now Taisus then mentions that this Din of Ein Yishenim Tachtav is Schach Pasul, we have a problem. Because Makaris, Gossip, Shabbatim, Aruchis, Amita, we see that if Yesh, Rebbe, Be'em, Kameisam, it works, and you see Yishenim Tachtav. So he says it's the chilek by sukkah gedola you could be yishenim tachas the schach pasul but not by sukkah ketana. You have to know the svara of the chilek. But the Ridvan the Ran asks a kasha and Taisus. Now what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara's kasha is that what's your chiddush? How could it be worse than aver? Aver doesn't pasul, so kosh can't talk about the pasul. And what's your teretz? It is worse than aver. So you didn't answer the question. I mean, if you say it's worse than obvious, so you don't have to say anything about Yishenim Tachtav. Bishleim Lefi Rashi was saying, no, Schach Pasul is never worse than Avir. Forget, it's more kal than Avir. Avir Ipshad is Ein Yishenim Tachtav, and we're telling you a Chiddush, Schach Pasul is more kal, it's Yishenim Tachtav. But according to Taisus, Schach Pasul is more chamer, because Avir the Din is Yishenim Tachtav, and Schach Pasul is Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Oh, so Schach Pasul is more kal. So if Schach Pasul is more chamer, so what was your kash in the first place? As I affect the Ritva and the Ran. But the Chayyid of Teretz is like this. The Negev to be Mitzayah fit to the Sukkah, Av is always more Chomer. The Taz says it's Svarah because Av you see the Hefzik more. Av was always more Chomer than Schach Pasul when we're discussing the Mitzayah fit to the Sukkah. But the Negev is Shein and Tachtav, that the Gemara knew that Fakir, the Schach Pasul is more Chomer. Because Av you have love, but in Schach Pasul you don't have love. And the Gemara understood, of course, you're Shein and Tachas Av. How do you have a Sukkah without Nekovim? That's what Taisus Lomdus is. So why never have him in a that Avir you shouldn't be Yishenim Tachtav? You have Lovad. And how do you have a Sukkah without Nekavim? Then the Gemara said, but Lagabi being Mitzarif to the Sukkah, that we know. that Avi is more chomer, Avi has a more chomer dikashir than schach basel. So if Avi doesn't basel, if Avi can mitzdarif to the sukkah when it's less than gimel tvachim kolshkein schach basel, something more, no. The Baal Lagabi is shenin tachtav, we understand that Avi is taka less chomer, the schach basel is more chomer, because Avi has lover and kibi shenin tachtav. So that's gufa siba, even though normally Avir is a more chomer the geshen and schach pasul legabi hefsek legabi tziyuf to the sukkah. But since by Avi you have din of yishenim tachtav, and by schach pasul you don't have din of yishenim tachtav, so that would be a svar to say schach pasul is more chomer. That's why I need the chiddush to pass the etzim in the sukkah, that even by schach pasul is mistarif to the sukkah, even though it's ein yishenim tachtav. That's a chayyab shan in Taisis. Now, how do you answer Taisis kasha? Well, Taisis kasha love it is not shver. Because love just makes it that it's not a hefsik, it's mitzdarif. But who says love makes it yishenim tachtav? That's a shred of kasha. And about the kasha that every sukkah has avir, so how do yishenim tachtav in any sukkah? So the two turutzim. The Rosh says that avir is only an avir when it's mafsik the whole sukkah in a katzah la katzah. Stam holds that it's not called avir b'chlal. But the Ran and the Dvar say a little bit differently. The Ran and the Dvar says it's only when you're. The Ran says, Roshay oy rubay tachas avir. The Dvar says, that it doesn't mean the Roshay and Rubay attaches Avir because it's less than three Tvachim. You can't have Roshay Rubay in less than three Tvachim. But at least Roshay is attaches Avir. So there's a, just Stam a hole doesn't mean you're under the Avir. You have to be significantly under the Avir to be called under the Avir. So those are the two Mahalchim. The Rosh's Mahalch is it has to have a shame Avir and only has a shame Avir when it goes Minakotze Alakotze. And the Ritva and the Rana is saying you have to be Yosh and Tachas the Avir, and you only called Yosh and Tachas the Avir when you Reishay Ay Rubai or Reiv Reishay is Tachas the Avir. Now, Alacha Lameisa, the Rishaynim and Taisus himself at the end brings a Yushalmi that seems to say, like Rashi, that by Avir is Ein Yushaynim Tachtav. The Yushalmi says clearly, are you allowed to be Yushaynim Tachtav? And the Yushalmi brings it to the Nirik. So that sounds like Rashi. So that's how the Rosh and the Ritva and the Ran, and they pass on the way in the turn, the Shulchan Aruch. There is a machlokes Rishayim bring the Ravid and the Razam. Now, according to Rashi, it could be Yashin Tachas Eskach Pasul. Is that only by Pachas Migimel? What about between Gimel and Dalet by Yisukah Gedela? The Ravid holds only Pachas Migimel can be Yashinim Tachdav. Between Gimel and Dalet by Yisukah Katana, by Yisukah Gedela can't be Yashinim Tachdav, but the Razam says no. Anything that doesn't have a shir schach pasul doesn't have dal tvachim by sukkah del zusi yishenim tachtav. So that's the sugya. Now, Reb Chaim in the chiddush of Reb Chaim leivel Rambam. Before we get to the shtickel, I just want to mention one kasha and what I think the tarius to the kasha might be, and then we'll get to Reb Chaim shtickel. Reb Chaim asks the following kasha. He says, we said in Yisayid, this din yavichakir, this din that you need gimel tvachim by a sukkah, gimel tvachim of avet to pasul, less than gimel tvachim doesn't pasul. Is that because there's a shear of Gimel Tvachim, like a shear of Schach Pasul is Dalet Tvachim, or Dalet Amis, the Gemara said, the shear of Avir is Gimel Tvachim? Well, no, that's it, there's no shear of Avir. Avir would Pasul no matter what. But the din is, Kol Kama, you don't have Gimel Tvachim, you say Lovid. You say Lovid, so there is no Avir. But if there is Avir, that would Pasul no matter what. There's no shear of Gimel Tvachim. Well, Kol Kama, you don't have Gimel Tvachim, you say Lovid. That's the Chakir. So, Eidein Aveist. We learned the Gemara earlier that the man the of Ein Lavid Be'emsa holds that even less than Gimel Tvachim passes because Ein Lavid Be'emsa, and the one that holds that Be'emsa is also Gimel Tvachim because all the Yesh Lavid Be'emsa. So that Gemara of the Chari is mefurish that there's no Shiv Gimel Tvachim Be'etsa. The din is that, and anything would be a hefsik, but less than Gimel Tvachim is Bechal Man Avir, it's Lavid, so they don't have Avir Bechal, but if you have Avir, even less than Gimel Tvachim would etzim be a hefsek, navas you say lovet. So effective b'chayim, oy b'zoy, there's no shi of Gimel Tvachim, right? So what's the Gemara's kasha? Then how could Gimel Tvachim a schach pasul not pasul? Because lo yehei el avir, when you have schach pasul, then you can't say lovet. Lovet's only when you have space. If you have schach pasul, you don't say lovet through schach pasul. Lovet's only when you have space. You can't say lovet through something. So Mela, what's your kasha lo yehei avir? If it would be Avir, then you'd say love it, it wouldn't exist. But now it's Schach Pasul, so it exists. Even less than three Tvachim, maybe the Pasuls. What's the Kasha Le'el Avir? If there was a Shir, see, Kasha is, how could Schach Pasul be more Chomer than Avir? But if it's Tamid Din, that there is no Shir. No, when you have less than three Tvachim, it's Lovud. So how could you ask the Kasha Le'el Avir? You don't have Lovud by Schach Pasul. As I figured, Chaim Abom Begash. So before we get to Reb Chaim Shtickel, I want to say what I would think the Teres to the Kasha is. Because what's Taket Pshat? Why is there a smaller share by Schach Pasul by Sukkah Katana? And you can't say it's Xeris HaKasav. I mean, we had the Gemara earlier in Zayin Obeis Mufurish. But you can't say it's Xeris HaKasav because what's the Gemara being Mufalbo with it? Why isn't the Shia Dalet Tvachim? The Teretz is, like the Gemara earlier says in Davi Zayin Obeis, that the Gimel Tvachim of Schach Pasul in the Sukkah Katana has nothing to do with the Shia. The Gimel Tvachim of Schach Pasul in the Sukkah Katana is with less of the Shia the Sukkah. There's a Shia, the Sukkah needs Zayin Tvachim. If you don't have Zayin Tvachim, you don't have it. When you have a Shia, and you need it to be a mafsik, so it's only a mafsik. When you have a shir of dalat vachem, it's not a shir of dalat vachem, it's bottled to the sukkah, it's not mafsik. But when you don't have a shir, so who cares? It's a mafsik, it's not a mafsik, it's in a mafsik, you don't have a shir. So I bezai l'chari, even a mashu of skach pasul bezayin tvachem shepasul. So what's the Gemara's kasha by pachas begil and tvachem loyel avir? Even if avir is a shir, but l'chari, the whole point is you don't need a shir. When you're dealing with a sukkah gedolah, then you need a shir. So shir of dalat vachem. Shaila is by avir, is there such thing as a shir? Maybe by avir is no shir. It's only a din and lovin. But by schach pasul is definitely a shir. The shir of dalat vachem, possibly a shir of dalat amis, like the whole sugi before. But when you get to schach, when you get to a sukkah katana, then there's no din shir. Like the Gemara said, the yisayid adav is less of the shir. You don't have a shir of sukkah. It's the other way. I don't need a shir of schach pasul or avir. I don't have a sukkah. So what's if shat that by avir less than gimel tvachim, you don't say that? Zagich lavut. I'm going with that hanacha. That by avir, the only avir is no din shir. And even if avir, it would be a din shir. By sukkah ktana, there's no din shir. Otherwise, you'd have a shir da'al tvachim by sach basel. So there's no din shir by sukkah ktana either. So what's if shat that by avir pachas be gimel loy pasel? It's because of lavut. So right there, what's the Gemara's kash? Like Reb Chaim asked. So what's the kasha? Bishlaima by Avir. So well, you have Zayin Tvachim. You have Zayin Tvachim because the Ayde Lavud, you mashlam Mashiach Zayin Tvachim. But by Schach Pasul, I don't say Lavud. So I don't have Zayin Tvachim. So what's Lo Yehel Avir? Hazagach, the Gemara means Atifazach. The Gemara means if you're going to tell me you don't have a Shir, if without the Schach Pasul I would have a Shir, so the Schach Pasul can't tell me I don't have a Shir. Right now I have a shir. I can't lose my shir by putting in schach pasul. Because lo yeil avir. Even though there the pshat is the works that's lovud. But schach pasul can't be mochamer. That's what the Gemara is saying. Like Rashi's Lashon Four is the chashav lebitzurei shiur. It's not considered like I have any schach pasul. Why? Because if without the schach pasul I wouldn't have a shir. So Mimela, that's called, I don't have a shir. If I need schach pasul to yimashlam my shir, that's a chsar and shir. But if I don't need the schach pasul to yimashlam the shir, because without the schach pasul, I'd be better off, I'd have lovut. So since I don't need the schach pasul to yimashlam the shir, that's called I have a shir. That's good for the Gemara's kasha. Avir is takan ad a shir b'cha. Avir is a din of lovut. In a sukkah gedayla, so there the pshat is the schach pasul needs a shir. He needs dalat vachem, but Avi doesn't. Avi, oibna, it's yetzim miteris lovin. It's only lovin that prevents it from passing. If it's yetzim miteris lovin, even that any shir, if ain't lovin b'emza, without any shir, it would pass. But by sukkah ketana, it's not a vert of shir, it's the other way. I need a shir of schach kasher. But how come I don't need zayin tvachem of schach kasher? Because lovin tells me I have a shir. So then zakti gemara, that would even out the din of pesel yetzim in a sukkah, hey, yes, without the schach pasul, I would have a shir. The schach pasul is not memayit the shir. That's stated in the Gemara. And what's the Gemara's teretz? So according to Rashi, enechami, of course I have a shir. That wasn't the shaila. But yeil avir. But Pesach Yitzchak, there's more than that. It says I could be yoshin tachtov. I'll say avir, I won't be able to yoshin tachtov. I'll say Pesach Yitzchak, I could even be yoshin tachtov. And according to Taisus, the Yisayit is like this. You're right, in svarit is no chsar in shir. But since Vinishvi, you don't have Lavud, by Avi, you have Lavud. And since you have Lavud, that not only makes it a Shir, but it also makes it Yashin Tachtav. But by Schach Pasul, you don't have Lavud. So the Svar is Mechayev, there's no Chsar and Shir, but 1 second. But that's not going to make a Yashinim Tachtav. So that's the Shver Ezach to say that even if there ain't Yashinim Tachtav, it could be a Shir. Then you need the big Kiddush of Pasul Yetzim in a Sukkah. That's the Chayev, the Sugya. Tashas of the Gemara Rashi and Taisus. But like we said, Reb Chaim didn't learn that way. And Beis Hashem, I'll start there, Reb Chaim, from the beginning. And you'll hear Reb Chaim is Mahalach, that he wants to say Gimel Tvachim really is a Shir. Let's see. Chaim starts like this. The Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara. There's two Mahalachim in the Gemara. Either Aver is Ein Yishenim Tachtav, or Schach Basel is Ein Yishenim Tachtav. But if you look in the Rambam, he doesn't bring any din of Ein Yishenim Tachtav. He doesn't say very clearly Yishenim Tachtav, but he doesn't bring the din of Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Zakhtir Rav Chaim, stomach kipirusha that's Yishenim Tachtav. If the Rambam held Ein Yishenim Tachtav, if it's only one of them, you have to be Mechalik in Aver and Schach Basel. The Rambam is not Mechalik. To say that he holds both of them as Ein Yishenim Tachtav is a big deichik. Mestomach both of them he held as Yishenim Tachtav. He says the Rif was so. The Rif is Mashmit the Sugya. If the Rif would hold that one of them is Ein Yishenim Tachtav, I have to write the Sugya to tell you that either Aver or Schach Basel is Ein Yishenim Tachtav. If you miss the Sugya, Vayis says held both of them a Yishenim Tachtav. Effective Chaim, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says clearly that one of them is Mestayef Ein Yishenim Tachtav, one's Mestayef Yishenim Tachtav. Whether you say it's Aved, it's Ein Yishenim Tachtav, or you say Schach Basel is Ein Yishenim Tachtav, but one of them has to be Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Had the Rambam learn that Gemara, right, that it came out that both of them are Yishenim Tachtav. So Zakhtir Chaim is like we said, the Kasha that he asked, Gimel Tvachim. Right, we have a Gemara that says if you hold Ein Lavid Bem, so you don't need Gimel Tvachim. So that would indicate that Gimel Tvachim is not a Shir. And any time you don't say Lavid, it's Pasul. Right, but then we have this Gemara, which says Lo Yehi El Avir. Since it says Lo Yehi El Avir, so that can, you could only say that when it's a Shir. If it goes through Al Lavid, so then Meshach Pasul, there is no Lavid. So how could you ask the Kash Lo Yehi El Avir? Hav is different. Avir has lovet. Schach Basel has lovet. Vaisis is a shir. So that's the gevaldik kasha. So Zakhtir Reb Chaim, Vaisis is two dinim. There's two dinim, and there's two ways you could pasul a sukkah. This is how I'm learning up the Reb Chaim. There's two possible ways you could say a sukkah is pasul. One is when you have a shir. Just like Schach Basel pasuls a sukkah when there's a shir. In other words, the pshat is like this. If you have one big kasher a sukkah, so everything's good. But if you have a paslus in the middle of your sukkah, a chalais paslus in the middle of the sukkah, that's mafsik the sukkah. Why? Because there's a paslus there. So schach pasul, and that needs a shir though. If you have a shir dalat vachem a schach pasul, so that's a paslus in the middle of the sukkah. And that's mafsik the sukkah, that pasul is a sukkah. You have less than dalat vachem, you don't have the shir. So avir also is a paslus. What's the paslus of avir? Zakhtir Reb Chaim, the paslus of avir is chamsim ruba mitzvasa. Every Aver is Chamsa Ruba Mitzvasa. Now the Gemara says, he is Sahid, that when part of your Sukkah is Silsa Ruba Chamasa, and part of your Sukkah is Chamsa Ruba Mitzvasa, you go Basa right. If in the Kloliest of the Sukkah is Silsa Ruba Chamasa, it's considered one big Sukkah. That's the Gemara right before. They say Basa Leitzim in a Sukkah, and it buys one big Sukkah, and then you go Basa the Kla. Mashayin Kain, when you have Aver, so there the Pshan is the Aver is the Chamsa Ruba Mitzvasa, when you have a Shir of Gimel Tvachim, so then you have a whole shear of Gimel Tvachim, which has no schach, which is Chamsu Mitzilasa, that's a psul that's mafsik the sukkah. Now for that psul, lovet wouldn't help. Because even though it's lovet, it doesn't matter, there's still a paslus there. It's Chamsu Mitzilasa. Lovet doesn't work for the psul of Chamsu Mitzilasa. So for yen and psul, lovet wouldn't help. So what's the pshat that less than Gimel Tvachim don't pasul the sukkah? I there's a chalais pasul called chamsu mitzilasa. On that, the pshat is the xeris of kasam alchamish misinai that the shear of pasling as chamsu mitzilasa as avir is gimel tvachim. But then there's another problem. Never mind, there's a pasulus. There's a hefsik. There's a hefsik between the defanais and the schach, and that's a naya din. That's a din that the schach has to be one hemshah with the defanais. Otherwise, the defanais are not called defanais of the sukkah. And when you have the hefsik, so that's mafsik the defanis from the schach, or from any part of the schach that's on the other side of the hefsik. Yen a hefsik, it doesn't matter. It's not, no shir of gimel tvachim. A hefsik is a hefsik. A hefsik is a hefsik because shu. For that din hefsik, then you need the din lovet, and that's why if you ain't lovet bam, so there still be a hefsik. So there's two problems that could be with avir. There could be a problem with avir al sepsul. A psul of chamsu mitzilasa. And for a psul, lava doesn't help. There's a psul in the middle. Lava is not going to help to deal with the psul. But in that we say, that anything less than three tvachim, you don't have the shear. You don't have a shear of the psul to pasul and you say that the psul is not chashiv, it's considered one big sukkah, one big kashir sukkah. But then there's another thing called a hefsik. By a hefsik, there's no din shir. A hefsik is a hefsik. But on hefsik, lavud works, and that's why they love it b'emtza. Then you'll have a hefsik without lavud, and that will be a problem. Now, schach pasul is never a hefsik. It's not a hefsik b'chlal. When the Gemara asks the kasha, lo yeh la'avim means that al karchach, the shir of schach pasul by a sukkah katana, can't be less than gimel tvachim, because even avid the shir is gimel tvachim, al tzashir. So schach pasul, also the shir can't be less than gimel tvachim. So mel gimel tvachim is not a problem, because even avid doesn't have a shir. Aye, schach pasul doesn't have lovin. Yeah. But the reason why you need lovin is also a different problem, a problem of hefsik. And Schach Pasul anyway doesn't have that problem. But to take care of the problem of Paslus of Avir, the Paslus of Chams Rumi Tzlas of Avir, the end of Pshanis is a Chsar and Shir, is the Din Shir of Gimel Tvachim, and that Shir of Gimel Tvachim would also apply to Schach Pasul, it can't be less than the Shir of Gimel Tvachim. So that's the Gemara's Kash, and Lo Yehla Avir means that you can't tell me that Schach Pasul could possibly Pasul the Sukkah, could possibly have a din paslus in the sukkah, a din lack of tzirif in the sukkah, because of the shir, because even Avir doesn't have genug of a shir by gimel tvachim. And for the Gemara like this. Okay, you're right. You're right. I would never say it's not mitzdarif to the sukkah. But what about the din of yishenim tachtov? Right? And this is like Rashi's pshat, that pasul yaitzim in the sukkah will tell you that the schach pasul is yishenim tachtov. Because mitzad the din chsar and shir of avir, that wouldn't help you to be yishenim tachtov. Okay? It won't pass with the sukkah. But to be yishenim tachtov, the only thing that works by avir is lovud. The fact that it's missing the shir, that wouldn't make it yishenim tachtov. Even lovud, the Gemara didn't say mefurish. But the pshat is, das alein, that you don't have genug shir to pasul, that's good to say it's mitzdarif. But it's not good enough to say it's yishenim tachtov. That's the pshat of the Gemara's thing. Zeh mitzdarif, if you're going tzuat lo yeh la'avir, will be mitzdarif ve'ein yishenim tachtov. If you're going tzuat pesu yishim l'sukkah, zeh mitzdarif yishenim tachtov. So the Gemara is telling you that schach pasul yishenim tachtov as in the pesu yishim l'sukkah. But what about avir? So even though it's not muchach in the Gemara, but avir you could say it's yishenim tachtov as lovud. The Gemara is not discussing that. That's Reb Chaim's yisayin. The Gemara can't be asking from lovud l'das Reb Chaim. Because lavud has nothing to do with schach pasul. The Gemara is asking because in Avir state that's tzveit the din. It says a din that even with lavud, you still have a problem. Has a paslus. And if it's a paslus, so it'll be a problem even with lavud. Teretz is, on that there's a shir of gimel tvachim. So schach pasul also should at least have a shir of gimel tvachim. Even the Gemara chsar and shir doesn't make a yishenim tachtov. So if a schach pasul, I need pasul yitzim nesukah to be yishenim tachtov. But what about Avir? How the Rambam that by Avir, even though you don't have Pesul Yetzim in the Sukkah, but you have Lavud? So why the Gemara say, Ein Yishenim Tachtav? The Gemara said, Lulei the Din Lavud. Lulei the Din Lavud, the Din you're trying to shtel tzu for Schach Pasul. That the Shir Din, that Din, that is a Chsar and Shir, that wouldn't make Yishenim Tachtav. Pesul Yetzim would make Yishenim Tachtav. But by Avir, you have another reason why it's Yishenim Tachtav. That's Lavud. That's Reb Chaim Zekatetz. Now, Chaim goes a little weiter, and he says, how do you answer the Yishalmi, though? There's the first Yishalmi that says that Avir Zayn Yishenim Tachtav. How do you answer the Yishalmi? He wants to say in the Rambam that L'maisu Yod Avir Yishenim Tachtav. The Gemara Svar of Zem Mitzdarif Ve'ein Yishenim Tachtav means Lulei the Din Lavud. So that's why by Schach Pasla I need Pesla Yetzim in a Sukkah, because as the Din of Loyei La Avir wouldn't be Yishenim Tachtav. And that's why I need Pesla Yetzim in a Sukkah to tell us Yishenim Tachtav. Fine. But Avir is also Yishenim Tachtov because of Lavud. But the Yishalmi says it's ain't Yishenim Tachtov. So Reb Chaim first goes and says, I want to answer how Taisus can answer the Yishalmi, and then we'll get to the Rambam. Taisus holds halacha lemaisus, schach pasul is ain't Yishenim Tachtov, and Avir is. Why? Because of Lavud. So he wants to say, Taisus also learned the sugya the same way. Lo yeh el Avir means not because of Lavud. Lo yeh el Avir means because of Chsar and Shir. That's a pshat lo yeh el Avir. Mamish, like we said in the Rambam, because by Avir, besides for the din of Lavud, which works for Hefsik, you also need another din of Chsar and Shir, because Lavud won't work for that, because it's a paslus of Chams and Ruba, and that we say the Shir is Gimel Tvachim, and that we say that Ayub Zayah, it's Pashit, that Schach Pasul needs, can't be worse than Aver, Rosh would have a Shea of Gimel Tvachim. And the Gemara's answer is, okay, but Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, Stach Basel's Ein Yishenim Tachto. Why? Because according to Taish, it's not like the Rama, Pesel Yaisi doesn't make a Yishenim Tachto. And what does Pesel Yaisi do? It makes it Sirif, even though it's Ein Yishenim Tachto. Hashem can Aver, the Lavud would make a Yishenim Tachto. So what do you do with the Yishalmi? And for the Chaim, the Yishalmi is talking about when there's no Lavud. What's the case of the Yishalmi? The case of the Yishalmi is when you have a Hefzik of less than three Tvachim, and on the other side, it has schach pasul, not schach kasher. So mainly, you can't make a lover to make a yishenim tachta because it's being lover to schach pasul. And schach pasul is also a yishenim tachta. So that will make that the av is also a yishenim tachta. Why is av yishenim tachta according to Tesis? Because of lover. But as a din of chsar and shir, on that to be the din of a yishenim tachta, like schach pasul. So av also would have that din when you don't have lover. So I'll zet sign the Yishalmi in the case where you don't have lavud. I'll make that next to the wall is less than three tvachim of aver. Next to that is less than three tvachim of schach basel. I mean, altogether, mistam is less than three tvachim because it can't be mitzvah. But I'll go upon him, you don't have lavud because it's right next to the schach basel. And mail will be ein yishenim tachtav, just like schach basel is ein yishenim tachtav. So that he holds is a good teretz for the yishenim because Tais is saying the only reason why yishenim tachtav is out lavud. But I'll stam out the din that this chsaron shir that's good enough to be mitzdarif, but it's not good enough to be a shenim tachtov. So aver also when you don't have love, it also wouldn't be a shenim tachtov. So is that saying the sham in the case you don't have love? But that's very good for Taisus. But for the Rambam, lemaisa schach pasul is a shenim tachtov as a din pesul yetze. So then once schach pasul is a shenim tachtov. So even Ava without Lavud, if it's samach to the schach pasul, it's not going to be worse than the schach pasul. So you'll say that, you know, you have the pesel yetze for the schach pasul, you'll have the Lavud for the Aver. So there's no way to learn the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi Lamaisa says that Lavud, that the Aver, you can't be ashamed of Tachdav. So that's what the Chaim is saying, according to Taisus, I have a pshat in the Yerushalmi, because schach pasul ain't ashamed of Tachdav. The Avi is Yishenim Tachtav, Alts Lavud. So Yisham is some of the case where there's no Lavud, with some to the Schach Pasul. But if Schach Pasul is also Yishenim Tachtav, so how would I have a half shot in the Yishalmi? The Rambam learns it's a machlekes in the Bavli if you say Psal Yetzim Nesukah for the Schach Pasul. Because the first three Akim to Siddur Gemara don't hold everybody Shia. They hold that Schach Pasul is ain't Yishenim Tachtav. Now Avi could be Yishenim Tachtav Alts Lavud. But schach pasul, where you don't have lavud, you have to come on to the din of pesel yetzim nesukah. Their pesel yetzim nesukah has to do with other things. So male, they hold that schach pasul is ein yishenim tachtav. So according to them, you could say the same teretz to the yishenim. That if the Yishalmi holds like the other man, the Yomim in the Bavli, that schach pasul is ein yishenim tachtav. The Yishalmi says aver is ein yishenim tachtav. Yeah, that's aver without lavud. But the Rambam holds love, it is a Shein and Tachtav. What's the case of Avah that love? Like we said, it's Samach to the Schach Pasul. Now, Halacha L'maisa, there won't be such a case. Because Halacha L'maisa, the real Schach Pasul is a Shein and Tachtav. That's what the Bavli's Maskan is, the Rabbi Shia. And the Mela Avah in El case would be a Shein and Tachtav, because you always have love. But if you hold like the first Amram in the Bavli, and that's how the Yishami could hold, that Schach Pasul is a Shein and Tachtav, so then I could have a case of Avah a Shein and Tachtav when it's Samach to the Schach Pasul. And that's going to answer the Yishalmi. The only thing is, Reb Chaim wants to know, where did the Rambam find this Mukhrich? If it's not Mukhrich, so why not just say that Beloved is Ein Yishenim Tachtav? The Rambam doesn't, there's no Gemara that says that Lovud gives you Din of Yishenim Tachtav. There's no Gemara Fakert. The Yishalmi has that sign that there's no Lovud. Because the Yishalmi can go that Schach Pasul is Ein Yishenim Tachtav. But where's the Hechrich for it? And then Reb Chaim is Merchiv a little bit with the Cheshbim, why the Rambam felt it was Mukhrich. But then I don't want to say over, you can look it up, Ein Kamakom Maharich. Ha'agabonim, the ikavart of Reb Chaim is that the Shita Sarif and the Rambam is that both Aver and Schach Pasul is Yishenim Tachtav. Schach Pasul because of Psal Yetzim and Asukah, that's Pshat in the Gemara, Zem and Starif Yishenim Tachtav. Zem and Starif Ein Yishenim Tachtav means Lule, the Din Lavud, will be Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Anyway, you don't have Lavud by Schach Pasul. You coming to Altsloye El Aver doesn't have a Shir. Not having a Shir, the Etzim. Without Pesel Yetzim Nesukah would be Ein Yishenim Tachtav. Now it's true that by Avi you don't have Pesel Yetzim Nesukah, but Al Kopanim, Al Tzlovet it could be Yishenim Tachtav. So Melech Mishav the Rambam with the Sukkah.